Slowly and steadily, we are approaching the end of season 2. Yes, that's a good news that I want to tell you, because after that, I'll be planning and you'll be getting to listen all about a new fresh season 3. But still, there are some episodes, some timings, we need to be patient. And let's not delay this. Begin today's day with the discussion on the topic, few more alpha adrenergic antagonistic agents. Welcome all to this Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your mind, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. Well, to break the ice, we have first and foremost on our list, Joachim Bean. But let's get to digest and know some of the facts. When the presynaptic alpha 2 receptors, they are stimulated, then norepinephrine release is blocked. I'm talking especially about the non-specific blockers. And along with the block of norepinephrine release, there is a block of co-transmitter release also. Next fact you need to know is spontomedullary areas in the central nervous system. They also bear alpha 2 receptors. Their stimulation decreases the sympathetic discharge and consequently the blood pressure, it goes down. Good to know drugs here are especially clonidine. But what when the selective blockers, they are administered? Selective like Joachim Bean. Then the opposite effects, they are observed. Sympathetic discharge and the release of noradrenaline is enhanced, and overall the blood pressure rises. Next fact, smooth muscle contractions, they are due to alpha 2 receptor stimulation. Now let's talk Joachim Bean. Joachim Bean is a competitive antagonist, very selective for alpha 2 receptors. It is obtained and extracted naturally from plants, and structurally it's very similar to reserpine. Because one of the sources of Joachim Bean is also Rau Wolfia root. Now it can easily enter the central nervous system. There it results in the enhancement of the blood pressure and the heart rate. And one of the side effects it can produce is tremors. While if you remember clonidine, it shows opposite effects. Joachim Bean's another action is to antagonize serotonin, that is 5-HT. Next, you need to know that Joachim Bean may prove a good treatment therapy for postural hypotension and also for diabetic neuropathy. In veterinary animals, it's experimented and approved to reverse the xylazine anesthesia. Now, xylazine is one of the anesthetic agents which is very commonly used in veterinary animals. There, it can be reversed with the help of Joachim Bean. Now that's all about Joachim Bean, but here we don't end the discussion. Some other worth mentioning adrenergic receptor antagonist drugs, they are first ergot alkaloids. Now they were actually among the harbingers of the group of these alpha receptor antagonists. Their mechanism is the partial agonistic action and also antagonistic action at alpha adrenergic receptors, dopamine and serotonin receptors. Well, in brief, that's all you need to know. Let's go on to the next drug, that is indoramine, I-N-D-O-R-A-M-I-N. Now, the mechanism of indoramine is actually selective and competitive alpha 1 receptor blockage. It's also the blocker of serotonin and histamine receptors. It causes hypotension with very or minimal tachycardia. Its major indications, you can guess, hypertension, benign prostatic hyperplasia, and migraine prophylaxis. Yes, it is one of the drugs for migraine prophylaxis. And also it can be used for digital vasospasms in states of Raynaud's syndrome, etc. Next drug I want to talk about, or I want to just mention, is ketanserine. Ketanserine, it blocks alpha-1 receptors, but it's mainly a blocker of serotonin receptors. And then it will be definitely discussed at some other place where we'll talk about serotonin receptors. Got it? Let's jump over to our next drug, that is uripidil. Uripidil, it lowers down the blood pressure by acting as antagonist at peripheral alpha receptors. That's about the mechanism of uripidil. Next drug we have on our list is butazocine. Butazocine contains quinazoline moiety and it selectively blocks the alpha-1 receptors. It lowers down the hypertension. That's all about butazocine. And last, I want to mention a word about neuroleptic drugs. Neuroleptic drugs we have here to list, they are chlorpromazine, haloperidol, etc. Well, they are the blockers of both alpha and dopamine, that is D2 receptors. So today's brief discussion is all about all these agents. And for your kind knowledge, we have finished all about alpha adrenergic antagonists. I mean to say, whatever I wanted to convey and whatever I wanted to make you all comprehend. That was quite a lot of episodes, but next, we are going to start with a fresh new topic about beta blockers. That's a very famous, interesting topic, one of my favorites, and I just cannot wait to jump into that wonderful topic. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, do visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They are all with the same name, Ispharmacology Difficult. If you're listening for the first time, do subscribe and follow whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned, do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.